From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Testing for little cherry disease right before and during the early stages of Northwest cherry harvest is key to preventing its spread. Karina Sherban, Extension Coordinator for WSU's Little Cherry Disease Program, says testing early is important, but knowing where to test is key.
I mean, testing every tree isn't cost effective or like practical for the grower, and also there are not enough labs to do that work.
So Sherban says, here's what to look for.
It's best to focus on trees that are symptomatic to see what pathogens you have if you don't have confirmed in your block, or asymptomatic trees next to the symptomatic ones to see if it has spread in your orchard.
But there are also common sense areas to search in.
I would say you could also focus on trees in at-risk areas, such as the first few rows of an orchard next to infected plantings, or around where you have removed the trees previously, or in new plantings is very important.
And Sherban says WSU has a program to help subsidize some of the testing.
It's not free because testing includes expensive labor and reagents that they are using, but it does reduce the overall cost if you look at the big picture.
For more information on the WSU Extension's Little Cherry Disease Program, go to treefruit.wsu.edu.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.